Now, if it isn't a military secret, Miss Heineman, can you give me an idea as to the number of fuses that have been filled since the opening of the Scarborough plant?
Over 100 million units of ammunition have been filled here, and our record for accuracy is over 99%.
You know, it is said that idle hands help Hitler, but I must say that he isn't getting any help from the workers of General Engineering.
Indeed he isn't. But, Miss Heineman, are your women employees really war conscious?
Very definitely. Practically all have husbands, brothers, or sons in the services. But why not ask some of our women workers? For example, may I introduce Mrs. Phoebe Robeson?
Mrs. Robeson, just what were your reactions when you learned that the invasion had started?
When I heard the news of the invasion, naturally I was quite concerned, yet at the same time somewhat relieved, for I fully realized this invasion concerned not only the welfare of your husband and mine, but the welfare of those at home and countless thousands throughout the war-torn countries of Europe.
You are Mrs. Frieda White, I believe. And I understand, Mrs. White, that you had a cable from your husband just prior to the invasion.
Yes, I did, and he told me not to worry. I feel that our job is so much more important now because we can see how the ammunition is being used. The sooner it is turned out, the sooner they will be home. I felt a little nervous at first, then remembered this is what he had waited for 5 years. I'm sure he is happy now that he can play his part in helping to make this world of peace for his 2 sons.
And here is Mrs. Elizabeth Wilson. How long have you worked at General Engineering, Mrs. Wilson?
For 2.5 years. And I'm glad to be able to help with Canada's war effort. My husband has been overseas for 4 years. I also have 2 sons overseas, David, a paratrooper, and Harry, a commando. When I first heard the news, I felt sick, but I was pleased the invasion had started, as I know the boys wanted to get on with the job of finishing the war.
And what is your name, please?
Mrs. Margaret Stewart.
Mrs. Stewart, what were your feelings the day of the invasion?
When I heard the news of the invasion, my first thoughts were for the boys in the armed forces, particularly for the safety of my husband, who is in the Navy, aboard a minesweeper. I received a cable Sunday telling me he was safe and well after a successful trip, which relieved my mind greatly. I can only say that the job I am doing and will keep on doing while the war lasts is but a small effort on my part to help see this thing through. I know by working that my mind is off the dangers our men are facing, and anyone with their folks in the forces, I am sure, would feel the same.